No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing, bloody murder, molesting, running airplanes into buildings. Every time I turn around, something else is going wrong. Yeah, tell me, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
Okay, do you feel it? Do you feel love in the air? Well, welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show on Valentine's week. And for the first time, my most interesting people in the Ville on the same show are two women. And before you say it, you know, the idea may be that I needed Valentine's Day advice and thought that I'd get it from two of the lovely, important, married women in the Ville. And you're really going to enjoy meeting Bridget Kalin and Stacy Servo on today's show. Again, it is Valentine's week here in Louisville. There is a lot going on in the news, which I'll get to in a moment. And in a moment, we'll talk with Bridget Kalin, and I will just tell you, advise you or suggest to you that you go take a look at the picture I got of Bridget Kalin and her 17-month-old son, Graham, who Graham Cracker, as I like to call him. Bridget was nice enough to invite me over to her house, and eventually, later in the show, stay tuned, she sings a song for us. So it's the first... Another first on the Rusty Satellite Show, an actual song being sung in her living room. So that's really cool. But my first guest is Stacy Servo. And if you're not familiar with Stacy, you may be familiar with her organization, New to Lou, N-E-W number 2, L-O-U. Held a it's been around for several years. Stacy has been in town. She's a transplant from the West. And she is a fascinating person. She's really built this organization that sort of makes people feel comfortable here. I'm a lifelong resident, and I know I hear from other people who say it's really hard to fit in. There's a lot of cliques in Louisville. It's really hard to meet people. Well, Stacy must have seen that too, and she created this organization, which really has the intention of helping people who are looking for new friends to meet new friends. It's not a dating thing. It's not anything, but it's sort of a networking thing. Had a great event at the Yum Center last night and on Wednesday night, and a lot of big plans in the future. So I convinced Stacy to come down and meet me downtown at the Atlantic Number 5 coffee shop, a place I'd never been. It was a great experience. Really enjoyed talking to Stacy, and so let's get on with the show. Here's my conversation with Stacy Servo.
Learn about the movers and shakers in the Louisville business scene with Startup, Conversations with Louisville Entrepreneurs. A new episode every Tuesday at Louisville.am.
I'm at the Atlantic Number 5 downtown with Stacy Servo. Welcome to the show, Stacy.
Thank you.
It's great to be here downtown this very cold morning. I've heard for a long time, it seems like, about New to Lou, N-E-W-2-L-O-U, and you created and started that. Tell me about it.
I did. Actually, December of 2009 was our first social.
2009, wow.
Yeah, so okay. Almost a little over 4 years now, so it's been a while. It came kind of out of a necessity from continuing to hear you know, folks that were relocating to the city, and they were asking us the same questions. How do we meet people? We were transplants ourselves, realized we were sitting around the table with a bunch of transplants that had all gravitated together. So, you know, the light bulb kind of went off, and we said, I think we have something here.
Okay, so you, of course, I've been here a long time, so I'm not allowed to come. Right?
It's actually open to the locals as well. It's open to, you know, anyone that is open to meeting new people.
Okay.
And we host our socials at different locations every month around the city, so they're new locations. So it's an opportunity for people that have been here to also try something new and get them out of their routine.
Okay. Okay. So when these things happen, what's the mix of people? Is it young, old, male, female? Is it a pickup thing or no?
It absolutely isn't. It's just a way to meet people, meet friends, and it's a mix. It's predominantly young professionals. You know, we describe our demographics as after college and before you have kids, because once you have kids, you're in a whole nother world.
Okay, so I am out.
No, but no. We're starting to see people coming in on the upper end as well, which is you know, the empty nesters that are like, our kids are out of the house, we're ready to party.
Oh,
the baby boomers
that are social.
So it's a pretty dynamic mix. And as far as female and male, it's predominantly we try to push for more females, because uh-huh. females attract other females.
Right.
Of course, females attract males, so
there you go.
Win-win.
So tell me some of the unusual locations. Now, these are, just so our audience knows, these are like after work, during the week, social events. And you've had them in a variety of, what are some of the cool places you've been to?
Well, we have some really cool stuff coming up. We typically go to bars and restaurants. We've gone to everything from the Hilltop to Theater Square. We're working on, we just had our social last night at the Kentucky Yum Center, which was big. And we're having our next one at Actors Theater. So we're really trying to get people out and engaged with, you know, items that and places that they can go back to, and you know,
yeah, places you really maybe want to go to but never get the opportunity.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you come to this, you said you're a transplant yourself. What's your sort of voyage to Louisville look like?
It was very random. Most people tend to move here because of a job or because of a family. Their family's here and they come back. My husband and I, we were in Seattle at the time, and we were kind of looking for, you know, another opportunity, another city to move to. And him being in real estate, he ran the numbers, you know, economic-wise, to see, uh-huh. you know, what were the best cities out there. And he, you know, Louisville kept coming up. And honestly, I didn't even know where Kentucky was. So we literally jumped on a plane for a scouting trip. And once we got out here, we realized that how incredible this city is.
Really?
So we literally flew back to Seattle, put our house on the market, and we're back out here within 6 months.
Wow. Well, like on, you know, in basketball recruiting, like for college kids, they have their list of schools and all that, and you're always interested in, we signed him, but he chose us over, you know, Alabama and Florida and LSU. So what did you choose Louisville over?
Well, we had the hot list. We were both from the West Coast, so we had Portland, San Francisco, Denver, mm-hmm. Austin, and then Louisville.
Those all sound cool.
But you know, when you
sound a little cooler than Louisville to me.
When
I don't
you
know.
Started breaking down the numbers, you know, the cost of living was great here. It was a diverse economy. It hadn't been hit by the overinflation of those other cities.
Uh-huh.
And then we got here and we saw the opportunity that, you know, hadn't been overdeveloped. And that was really the main draw for us, is, you know, I could come in and I could, you know, I could afford to work part-time, and then part-time I could, you know, give back to the community and start things like this, like New
okay.
to Live.
And there were there were other attractions. It was an economics decision, okay, but what else? I mean, what was the first thing you did when you got here?
Well, we happened to get here on a Friday night, which happened uh-huh. to be First Friday, Charlie
okay.
Hop. So we were staying downtown, and this bus stopped next to us and asked us if we wanted to have a ride. We were like, no, we don't take rides from strangers. We had no idea. But we had been told by a couple people to go visit Proof. And at the time, that's when Proof had just opened up.
Okay.
So we went there, had a drink, and we were like, wow, this is like New York. This doesn't feel like Kentucky. So that was a huge, you know, draw. And then we started, we were looking for housing when we were out here, and we started seeing, you know, the really historic homes, you know, Old Louisville, Clifton Highlands, and we're really attracted to that, that, you know, that preservation piece.
Okay. And you settled on what part of town?
When we first moved here, we were in Clifton.
Okay.
And now we're downtown.
Wow,
so we've been downtown
cool.
for about 3 years.
Wow. I tried to move downtown. I just couldn't figure it out. So so I understand. So I need your help, Stacy.
Yep.
This is Valentine's week. You know, I've got a girl and all that, and you know, I'm sure, all the cool stuff to do. Help me out.
Well, we've got a newsletter that
okay.
we release every week. It comes out every Wednesday, and we basically handpick the top events for the weekend. So,
and I've seen those in Insider Louisville, right?
Yep. And Insider spreads the word for us, and you can also find it on our website, newdaloo.com. And you know, a couple things that we have, like tonight, there's a launch party for a brand new app that was kind
okay.
of a city collaborative. It's called Louisville Love.
Okay.
And it's like Instagram, but it has neighborhoods and all these really cool design fonts. So that's a big launch party tonight. And the
official
launch.
What do you do
launch,
with that? You put it on photos or something?
You put it on photos. You
okay.
overlay the text, which is handwritten, hand-designed text, over onto photos. So
okay.
you'll go and take a picture in the Highlands, and then you can put Highlands on, Highlands Love, or, you know, but it's specifically tailored to Louisville.
Okay. Okay.
So it's pretty cool.
Well, Friday night's the big night, and you know, every restaurant in town I know has all that. I've already been told not to buy flowers or anything like that. So tell me something unusual and cool to impress my girl with.
That's a tough one. I think, you know, there's so many restaurants. I think rather than going to, you know, the hot restaurants, there are plenty of opportunities to kind of step in without without having to prearrange, you know, reservations.
Right.
I mean, I prefer spontaneity, honestly.
Yeah, there you go.
If
me
you
too.
Can pull it off.
That's what guys do when they fail at planning. Oh, it's spontaneous.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun. Let's be adventurous.
Yeah, let's do some spur of the moment for a change. Like, I don't do it every day of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so your experience is, you've been in Louisville now, what, 4 years?
Actually, almost seven.
Seven,
seven,
wow.
Seven in April, yeah, which has flown by.
Yeah, you're not in the new
category. Yeah, I'm not so new
anymore. Okay, well, I don't know if it would, you know, I know it's careful, you want to be careful not to make anybody mad, but what are, like, your favorite restaurants?
My favorite restaurants.
Don't worry about leaving people out.
I went to Garage Bar last night.
Uh-huh.
I love that place. It's super casual. You can just walk in. Mayan Cafe, Havana Rumba, Grape Leaf. Those are pretty much my top.
So you don't, like, venture out to Hurstbourne Lane or anything?
I do every once in a while for, like, guacamole and mussels and burgers.
Yeah.
I'll make the trip.
those are special. So
I'm a city girl, so I pretty much stay within the 264.
I'm with you. Now, what do you, before we wrap up here, tell me, look, you said you got some really exciting things coming up with Newdaloo. Tell me about some of those.
As I mentioned before, we've got our social at Actors, so we're going to be doing not only our social mingling hour, but we're actually going to go backstage and watch a tech rehearsal before the show. So we'll get in and get a sneak peek before the show, which is
wow.
going to be super fun.
When is that?
That is March 12th,
okay.
Wednesday, March 12th.
Okay.
And then April, we'll be doing bowling.
Bowling, cool.
Yeah, and we're still planning out the rest of
at
them.
At Vernon?
Big.
Or?
Nope, at a different location.
Oh, a secret
we're
location.
We're still to be determined. Still finalizing the details.
Well, I tell you, I hope we haven't given it away here on the Rusty Satellite Show. But anyway, well, I'll look forward to that. I'll try to make my... actually, you know, I've heard about you since you started, and I thought it was funny, you know, the way Facebook does that. When I contacted you today, I saw that... I contacted you originally in 2010.
Which is a long time ago.
When I was at another company, and we did all that. So
That
is kind of funny.
Reconnected.
And well, I will start make a better effort to start attending these events, because I think I've only been to one. And you know, since I fit in one of your categories, I will definitely make the effort. So tell our audience again how to find out what you're doing.
Yep. So you can go to newtolu.com, and that has our newsletters, our upcoming events. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Meetup, Flickr, Pinterest.
You got it covered.
All the above.
You got it covered. Okay. Well, that's great. You know, you've been a great guest on the Rusty Satellite Show, another of the most interesting people in the Ville. And Stacy, glad you decided on Louisville.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You love Louisville. You want Louisville when and where you want it? There's something new every day at Louisville.am.
No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
Once again, thank you to Stacy Servo. I really am going to try to get to some of those events in the near future. So come out and meet me. I did give Stacy one of those famous Rusty Satellite Show t-shirts. So she was very happy to get that. I'm sure she'll be wearing it, you know, all over town. But anyway, this is the portion of the show. For those of you who've been tuning in, I've selected my top five stories of the week. And this week, I really had a tough time. There's a lot of big news going on as things crank up. We get to, you know, sort of get away from talking about the weather. And I think it's going to be like 60 degrees sometime in the near future. So thrill, thrill, thrill. But the big there were a lot of big stories this week. The first one I want to talk to is about it just came out on Wednesday that a Kentucky judge, John Hayburn, ruled that the state must now recognize out of state same-sex marriages, which is a big victory for gay rights. It's a big defeat for most religious types. There's people in government. It is now an issue in the Matt Bevin race, because Matt Bevin has come out with a statement criticizing Mitch McConnell because of his association with the judge in years past. And you know, my take is it's just a shame we're still talking about this. We're talking about equal rights, and you know, unfortunately, the talk about gay marriage has really been focused in other states for the most part up till now. But now this ruling says that if you were legally married in one of the states that allows gay marriage and you move to Kentucky, that Kentucky has to recognize those rights. And that is, you know, in my view, just a very progressive, modern thing. And unfortunately, it's going to be a political football. Okay, wacky right-wing religious guy Stan Lee stood up in the Kentucky State Senate today, denouncing the ruling. It's drawn a lot of passion from both sides. But I tell you, I think, you know, years from now we're going to look back on this debate like we did a lot of other issues. You know, you can compare it to the battles we had in the 60s over accepting people in terms of race and you know. The idea that people being gay and raising children, gay parents raising children, is some travesty on our national psyche. It's just distressing to me. And so I'm very happy to see that the Judge Hayburn made that ruling today. We're going to hear about a lot about that in the next few weeks. Now, my second story, for all you media followers and media watchers, is I'm sure Bill Lamb is just turning cartwheels over there at WDRB. The main troublemaker over there is getting a lot of flack nationally and locally from media people because of a editorial he did this week in which he criticized the Courier Journal for, well, let's try to get the story straight here. The Courier Journal publishes, along with WHS TV and several other organizations, contribute to this U.S. Survey USA poll, which showed, the most recent one showed, that Alison Lundergan Grimes was ahead of Mitch McConnell in a perceived Senate race, provided that you know, McConnell wins his primary. And so the results came out that Grimes would be ahead if the election were held today. And Lamb, you know, who is a conservative, who is a McConnell supporter, who is, I thought, a person who respects journalism, came out and used this poll as evidence that basically he said the Courier-Journal is cooking the books, that rigged the vote to make it come out for Grimes to be ahead. Now, it's hard for me to believe a guy as smart as Bill would make this statement, knowing where the polls came from, knowing what's involved in polling, and knowing how difficult it would be to actually influence a poll or rig a poll. But that's the claim he made on an editorial on his station, and it really caught a lot of media. There was a piece by a media critic at WFPL about it. Of course, people at the Courier-Journal were talking about it. A national journalism site talked about it. And I think in this case, it really makes Lamb look like he sort of doesn't know what he's talking about. There is no way that any media organization could influence this sort of poll. And this Survey USA poll is one of the most respected in the nation. It's it's nonpartisan. And I think Lamb's just off base, but he likes it. You know, I've talked to him before. He likes being criticized. He likes getting attention. So this time he really got some attention, and his longstanding, what I would call a feud with the Courier-Journal has got a little more fuel on that fire. And in this case, though, I think Mr. Lamb was wrong in assuming that the newspaper's editorial board has any influence over the polling numbers. He didn't single out WHAS-TV, which also uses the same poll and reports it and contributes to the creation of the poll. So anyway, that's story number two this week. Okay, so big story in the news number three has to do with gaming in Kentucky and the failure of the state legislature to move any sort of gaming legislation forward. I happened to attend two events in the last couple of weeks here in Louisville. The most recent one on Monday, sponsored by Greater Louisville Inc. up at Churchill Downs. They had Jonathan Blue and Kevin Flannery, who's the president of Churchill Downs, give a talk and basically showed all these numbers, all these statistics that made it really, really, I mean, it's just a no-brainer how big this is for the state in terms of solving our financial problems, bringing economic development to the area. There's just a whole lot of positive in you know, in this group, very little negative. But I would say to you that the you know, the same sort of legislators who are fighting this gay marriage ban and this who are supporting this all this pro-gun legislation that's in the state are behind killing gaming in the state. Just this week, Senator Dan Syme, who is sponsoring the amendment, the Louisville senator in the Senate, has admitted, is, quote, "At this point in time, I have no plans in putting it on the floor, obviously, until I have the necessary votes to pass a constitutional amendment." So here we go, another year since, you know, Steve Beshear was elected in 2007 on the premise that he would make sure that gambling would pass. It hasn't happened. It's not going to happen, unfortunately. I hate it because, you know, the other event I went to, a Business First event with Ed Glasscock, talking about how he'd rounded up all the business leaders in the city trying to make this happen, and a lot of bad stuff is really going to start happening because other states have gaming. They showed a map that showed the northern border of Kentucky from West Virginia over to Missouri, and it's dotted with casinos right on the other side of the border, and you know, all these Kentuckians are going up there. The argument against gambling that's brought out by these religious groups is just so ridiculous. I mean, we do have gambling in the state. You know, you could say that, you know, some people have said that it's obvious because bingo, which as far as I know is not taxed, it, you know, brings in more money than anything. We have the lottery. We have gambling on racing. We all have all sort of gaming. We just don't have the kind of gaming that attracts corporations to build multi-million-dollar buildings and that draws economic development dollars into the city. As is happening right now, they just built one in Cincinnati. it's really some of the things that these guys said in the that Flannery was saying that Turfway Park, for example, is killing that if this thing keeps going on, we're really going to lose our horse business in this state, and that would be a catastrophe. We're already losing broodmares, and there are. There are plenty of reasons that we don't have racing. You know, Flannery said that, we're not going to have racing on Wednesdays in the spring. They're just cutting back and cutting back. And without this influx of revenue from gaming, there's really no hope for saving the sport in Kentucky. So there's another strike. I think the only strategy that might work is to somehow hit these legislators where it hurts them, these rural legislators that just don't care. Something has to convince them, and I think it may be losing something important that's going to have to happen. So that's a tragedy in the state. And another one, my fourth story, I'll be brief on this, but golly, I can't believe the things that we really worry about in the state legislature. One is that we're talking about this week that is probably going to pass is a bill that would allow people to carry guns into bars. Yeah, you heard me right. Our lawmakers are spending time crafting legislation that would allow people to carry guns into bars. Now, the caveat is that if you go into a bar with a gun, you can't drink. So, I'm trying to imagine when I heard about this legislation, I said, oh, okay, so the guy with the gun over there, he's the one not drinking. Because why do you go to a bar? I mean, how many people in a bar are not drinking? It defies logic the way these people that are so pro-gun think. And so soon we'll probably have some legislation in place so that in Kentucky you'll be able to walk into a bar with a loaded gun anytime you want, just a concealed carry law like anywhere else. But, of course, you won't be able to buy a drink if you got a gun. I guess the bartender would be responsible for saying, oh, you got a gun. You got to go take the gun outside, then I'll serve you a drink. Maybe that's the way it's going to work. I don't know. But anyway, that's this week's weird stuff happening in Frankfort update. And now my fifth story. I'm going to end on a more positive note here on the Rusty Satellite Show because we need to, because that last story was just incredible. A lot of people are excited here in Louisville. I've seen pieces on Insider Louisville. I talked briefly to Stacy Servo in our interview about a new app called the Louisville Love app, and I just downloaded it to my phone, and it is really cool because it allows you to take a bunch of handmade art and apply it to your photos on your phone, and then you can social media them. You can do anything you want. You can also, as I got into the app, I found you could actually order a printed postcard sent anywhere you want through the app. So I know it may sound at first like, well, why should I get excited about that? But I encourage you to go to your app store and get this Louisville Love app and try it out a little bit. See how it works for you. It was created by a couple of local companies. They're having a big launch party tonight, Thursday night, that Stacy was talking about during our interview. And it's the kind of innovation and forward thinking and cool stuff that, really can happen in the tech world and can involve people here locally. So I'm very excited about using it. And the artwork that's available is really pretty extensive. There's a lot of neighborhoods. I saw Iroquois Park was mentioned, Nulu, all these different places in Louisville. So you could apply those logos to your own phones, to your own photos, and send them out via social media or email or however you want to do it. So it's a really cool thing. I recommend you take a look at it and maybe go to the party tomorrow night. We'll see. So anyway, that's those are my top five stories of the week here on the Rusty Satellite Show. It's always interesting to pay attention to the news and see what's going on. I talk to so many people, and I assume that they know all this stuff, but a lot of them don't. So anyway, anything I talk about here, you can look up. And I've started on LouisvilleKY.com to summarize my top five stories of the week sometime during the weekend. So you can go to LouisvilleKY.com and see that. Or go to Rusty Satellite Show, where you may or may not have downloaded this podcast, and you can see pictures of our Rusty Satellite guest. And we get two really cool ones this week with Stacy and Bridget, who is my next guest. And I've known Bridget for several years. She used to write blog posts for me at LouisvilleKY.com and some other places. She's just got she's really smart. She's got a lot to say. She's just a very down-home young lady. She's a mother. She's you'll see the picture. Old Graham. He's 17 months old. He's cute as a button. And Bridget is a great musician and one of our one of the musicians we can be very proud of here in Louisville, because she has recorded albums. She's working on a new record, and we had a nice conversation. So listen in. Here's my conversation with Bridget Kalin.
And welcome back to the Rusty Satellite Show, coming to you today from the Highlands home of Bridget Kalin. And that little guy in the background is 17-month-old Graham.
He's chatty.
He's chatty. Bridget, yeah. I would say welcome to the show, but thanks for welcoming me into your home here. I love it.
Well, thanks. Thanks for coming over. I didn't have to drive anywhere. Good.
Well, we don't want to drive in these conditions.
That's right.
I love the Elvis Costello on the wall. He's one of my favorites.
And oh, mine too.
You played with him, right?
I did. Yeah, that thing on the wall is a concert poster from the first time I played with him up at the Palace.
Wow, very good.
Amazing.
Well, people that don't know you, Bridget, know that you've been a musician, I guess, all your life. And you've played publicly, and that's Graham.
He's a singer.
And he's a singer, too. And just tell our fans that aren't familiar with you a little bit about how long you played in Louisville and what you did.
Well, I grew up here, and I didn't really start playing out until maybe 10 years ago, a little over that. I lived in New York after college and was a TV producer and playing music on the side, and then kind of realized that...
You know all the low-paying professions, don't you?
That's right. Yeah, definitely. Network news in New York City. Yeah, it was rough. And yeah, that's right. To be a musician, to supplement your income. That's new, huh? But no, I started playing out as a sideman in other people's bands and then put out my own record, and people liked it. And now I've got a couple others. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's been
fun. I have one of your records,
I'm glad.
It's great. And I've seen you play live. Now, you got a big outing this weekend, right?
I do. I'm playing up at the Monkey Wrench, which is, they've completely redesigned their interior, their menu, and moved the stage over. They've got this great bluegrass brunch going on now too, which
okay.
I may pop back on a Sunday morning. But yeah, I'm playing Saturday night the 15th up at the Monkey Wrench. It's me and Peter Searcy. He's trying to be convinced to play his own stuff. Right now he says he's just going to back me up on cello, but I don't think he can resist the spotlight. So,
but you've certainly got a full repertoire of your own stuff to play, right?
Yeah. I've got a bunch of, well, old songs, new songs. So, yeah, I'm just trying to play out more. Since I had this creature over here, I haven't really left the house very much.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, yeah,
it's,
isn't it?
It's amazing you've added mother to your... I know you're a musician, you're a piano teacher,
yeah,
and you're a blogger. Tell us about your blog, because I catch it every time I see a link to it, I guess.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, my blog, actually, it started as just a way to keep fans updated with what I was doing. I was traveling all the time, and then... I think it started back in the days of MySpace. Do you remember those days?
MySpace.
Yeah.
Wow.
So people, yeah. And then I switched over to just redaccordiondiaries.com. But it seems like it blows my mind what people want to read about, because the more I write about music, the fewer people read it. But if I write about like what I had for breakfast, people are all over it. They have opinions on this stuff.
I wish we could dictate to people what they should read, right?
Don't right. You? But you know, it's actually kept my life kind of interesting. I haven't put out a new record in an embarrassingly long amount of time due to all kinds of reasons. But this blog I kind of did as an exercise to both keep my writing up so that I would be able to write not just music, but or not just prose, but music also, and so that people don't forget who I am when it is time to release a record. But honestly, I think more people, well, I know from the you know, Google Analytics that more people read my blog than own my records, and I've sold a few thousand records. So it's
wow,
like,
well, there you go.
Maybe now, I'm in the wrong profession.
Well, it is. You know, I can't recall it. Like, what are the most popular topics on your blog that you write? I know it's probably not music, right?
It's not music at all. In fact, I mean, I'll write about a show coming up or a show that I did, and it'll get like 75 views, and I'll write about like how, you know, my son Graham eats noodles as long strings instead of me chopping them up, and it gets like 1,000 hits.
Well, he's doing that right now.
He is, actually. He's using a fork and he's eating some spaghetti squash noodles with marinara.
It's quite well behaved. I'm very impressed.
Good job, buddy. Keep it up.
So, well, anyway, we're coming up on Valentine's Day, which is, you know,
it's true.
It's cool. It's fair. I mean, I guess you're married with a child. It's not romantic anymore, right?
Yeah. We never really did Valentine's Day. We actually started dating a few weeks before Valentine's Day, and I think we were kind of playing chicken with the other to prove that we didn't want to do anything. He was like, "Are you really, really sure you don't want to do anything?" And I said, "Yes." So we passed that test. Neither one of us bought the other anything. I think I had a gig that night, actually.
I'm kind of worried about that. I'm in sort of that situation now,
yeah.
And she's already told me not to get flowers. So should I
right.
pay attention? Should I do what she says?
Yeah.
Or
I don't know. Don't listen to advice from me. I would get a card maybe to have on hand, but flowers, maybe a potted plant. I don't know. David did send me flowers last week, so
okay.
For no reason, which was a good move.
Yeah, you just never know when they give you specific instructions
yeah.
or something not to do, if that means,
I know.
Do I really do it?
Yeah.
Or is she for real? So
yeah,
I guess
maybe
we'll
not flowers,
see.
But maybe chocolate. Chocolate is never bad.
Chocolate's good. So okay. So I love your music, and a lot of times you have these great lyrics and stuff. So you have volunteered, I think, to be the first. This will be the first song ever played on the Rusty
really?
Satellite Show. So not to, you know, make
That's
you really right. nervous, but what do you got in mind here?
I'm just gonna do a really short little love song. That's not on any albums.
Oh, well,
and
great.
This is my little ukulele that I got in Scotland, because I was doing a big UK, United Kingdom, that UK, tour, and I was 13 weeks pregnant, so I couldn't carry around my giant guitar, so I got this little ukulele instead. So this is called Eggs and Toast.
All right.
Very romantic.
Okay.
We'll make them all jealous, they'll never want to see us holding hands and strolling down the boulevard. Nothing lasts forever except when we're together. Look me in the eyes and say you're not in love. Together we'll be more than you and me. We'll be the moon, the stars, the Holy Ghost, Johnny and June, the dish and the spoon, like eggs and toast. Your sparkly blue eyes, your soft silky thighs, the way you look at me and everything is fine. I never knew I'd be so glad for my life, the two of us together walking side by side. Together we'll be more than you and me. We'll be the moon, the stars, the Holy Ghost, Johnny and June, the dish and the spoon, like eggs and toast, like eggs and toast.
All right. Very nice.
Thanks.
Very romantic.
We'll have a whistle solo in there at some point, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I could have joined in.
I should have told you.
Yeah.
Let's start over.
That would have made me really nervous, but very appropriate. And you know, just to say once again, it's Saturday night at the Monkey Wrench.
Yep. I'm starting at 9 o'clock.
All right. And it's only like, what, $5?
$5, so yeah. You can't charge more than $5 in this town. I feel like I've been paying $5 for shows since like 1990. But
I think that's true.
Yeah, someone should do a study.
They should, but you know, and that's one last subject I want to talk about. I know you lived overseas for a while,
yeah.
And I know from what I've heard, your music is even more popular in England than it is here.
It is, yeah.
How's that work?
You know, the first I didn't even realize if people knew who I was over there, but people it's they just seek out music and they particularly love the Americana stuff and storytelling, and so. You know, my songs tend to have that sort of storyline. Most of the time, there's a story going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just really resonates with the people, particularly in the United Kingdom, but all over Europe. And somebody told me that they'd heard me on the BBC, and I had no idea. And then another, a Scottish folk musician named Nick Keir, had recorded one of my songs. And I went over there, and people were like, oh, yeah, we know who you are. So I knew. But yeah, we ended up moving over there for a couple of years, which was great. It's great fun. So hoping I'm actually going back in April to do another quick little tour.
Okay. So in terms of venues over there, are they like the Monkey Wrench, or are they bigger, smaller? What kind of crowds?
You know, they have all kinds of venues, just like anywhere. But they have one thing in particular that I loved was the folk club scene. Where if you say, you know, a folk club over here, people kind of roll their eyes and picture Peter Paul and Mary or something. Which, and I actually like Peter Paul and Mary, but it's over there, it's really just a setting where you go and they have a different musician every week, usually someone on tour. It could be somebody down the street, it could be someone that, you know, you'd see at the Palace here or the Ryman in Nashville, who in Europe plays in someone's living room, or a small pub that does it every Tuesday night. And that's my favorite. Like the Leith Folk Club is one of my favorite venues. It's in Edinburgh, and it's just a group of people who love music, and wow, they get together every Tuesday,
mommy,
and they have,
mommy,
yeah,
mommy,
they scream like that for music. I think that, are y'all done? Yeah. I think the biggest reason, the biggest difference though, is that people are quiet over there at shows, and over here I don't want to be, you know, the jerk who's like, shh, I'm singing, everyone must be quiet. So
this is art.
Yeah, if you're coming to the Monkey Wrench, you're allowed to talk. However, you know, if the show were in Scotland, people wouldn't be talking. It's just, I mean, I played a biker bar in North Wales one time, and I thought it was a mistake that I'd been booked into this club, because I mean, it was a motorcycle gang. And wow, then I get up there, you know, I'm like, and everyone's, shh, she's playing. So there's just a different, wow, history, I think. I think it's going back to the days of traveling troubadours and stuff. Like, yeah, people really respect the musicians, and not just, you know, the theater troupes that come through town, because they're coming a long way to bring entertainment to the people. So
exactly. Well, we got to wrap it up here. I do want to ask before I go, so just to give you something to put pressure on yourself,
right,
about new record.
Yeah, I'm trying to get, well, I'm trying to get an EP done before I go back to Scotland in April. So I'm trying to get that done in a couple of weeks, but hopefully that'll mean I'll have half an album done and can finish the rest. The days are getting longer, so I'm finally feeling a little more energy.
I think we're all going to come out of our little funk, right?
It
because
has
the
been...
snow is going to stop eventually. And
yes.
And all that.
I read it was going to be warmer soon. I feel like I saw that on Facebook. I could have been lying. Anyway, yeah.
Don't believe everything you read there.
Amen.
But anyway, it's Bridget Kaelin, Saturday Night at the Monkey Wrench, Red Accordion Diaries is the blog.
Yep.
So happy to introduce this audience to another of the most interesting people in the Ville. Bridget, thanks for having me over.
Thank you.
I want to say thanks again to Bridget for allowing me to come over to her house and talk with her and Graham about the things that are going on in her life, and for the advice, you know, especially for the advice on Valentine's Day. By the way, Bridget, we didn't get to this point, but Bridget is living car free with her husband David, and they're just a great family, and they do not own a car. They live here in the Highlands, and have just figured out a way. It's good for the environment, good for their pocketbook, etc., to go car free in this city. It is possible, even when the temperatures are really cold. Bridget's advice, I hope it does something for somebody out there. Valentine's Day is a big deal. I know I'm excited about it this year. I've got a young lady in my life, and she's going to be happy, I think, with what I've done for Valentine's Day, but you may or may not hear about that next week. But anyway, that's I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this 30 or 40 minutes or so of podcasting excellence here on the Rusty Satellite Show. Encourage you to tune in to all the shows here at Louisville.am, where we remind you to reject your radio, listen to podcasts. It's fun, it's cool, and you might learn something. So until next week, we'll be back with more of the most interesting people in the Ville. This is Rick Redding for the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city.
town.